Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Lala is back again. Jen is having some suit issues, and Grace is a man. We're talking all things Black Lightning.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, y'all.
Hi.
How y'all doing? How are you guys doing? Thank you guys so much for being here. You are tuned in to Season 2, Episode 14 of Black Lightning, The Book of Secrets, Chapter 4, Original Sin. Whew. We had a lot going on tonight. Like, I had a few things that kind of punctured my heart. We got some stuff with Lala and Jeff. I can't believe he's back. Lynn and Odell got some issues. Jen having suit problems. Not only that, we bringing you our OMBL moment, and that is a moment where we have like an OMG type of moment, but oh my Black Lightning. And then we also bringing you Gamdar. But before we get into that, let me introduce to you my lovely panel, because we got some newbies.
Yes! What's up, you guys? I'm Lanisha, and I'm just, I'm ready to get into this. This was a mess.
I'm Zuri Shalice, and I have a lot of questions.
Yes. Shout out to Lanisha and Zuri. Also, shout out to Drew, our lead host, who was usually sitting here. She could not be with us tonight. So, in the chat and in the comments, y'all show Drew some love. Let her know we miss her presence. And if y'all don't know, I am Portia Carter. So, we went on a 2-week hiatus, and we done came back to a whole bunch of fugazi. Okay, let's hear overall thoughts of the show.
I feel like Anissa and Jeff, when they was drinking the wine during dinner, I feel like them at the end of the day. They said, what a day. I was just like, what a show. I need to take a little sip myself.
We gonna sip together, okay?
That was a lot.
That was a whole lot. What about you, Zuri?
Yeah, I didn't. Like, I wrapped my mind around when Anissa said that was a day. I was like, wow, this was all really one day.
All of this happened in one day. And, you know, it kind of pained me at the end when they didn't want, nobody wanted to talk about what they went through that day. And I'm just like, y'all got some great convo that need to be happening right now. Y'all got some great convo. Okay, so first things first, let's get into Lala and Jeff. So Lala has been resurrected yet again, and we kind of get some 2-month playback into what happened. There's this guy, we don't necessarily know his name yet.
Yeah, not yet.
But there's a guy who, you know, takes the pieces of Lala and puts him back together yet again, because he has a purpose that is yet unfulfilled. So Lala comes back, and when he comes back to life this time, he doesn't really remember all that happens. He just has his key people, Jeff, Tobias, Freeland. That's all he really knows. So he pops up at, you know, Jeff's classroom, and he got some QTNA. For y'all who don't know what QTNA is, it's questions that need answers, okay? He want to know what happened to Earl, how did it happen to Earl, who did it, and what. And before he do all that, he shoot Jeff. To get him to talk. Let's talk about it, y'all.
I feel like before you start questioning Jeff, figure out your own life, because you got some things going on with that. Get yourself together first.
Oh, my gosh.
I want to know why Lala never questioned why Jeff was able to, like, keep functioning after being shot. Like, you know, usually you get shot and you're like laying, you're bleeding out, like you're on the verge of dying.
Well, I think he kind of shot him somewhere where he knew. You know, like sometimes you have places, like if somebody shoots you in your thigh, mm-hmm. or if somebody mm-hmm. shoots you in your arm, if it's like a straight in the front, like there's certain places that are like socket holders. Like you're going to feel the pain, and yeah, you can bleed out, and yeah, you can die, but there are some places where it's okay to get shot and be repaired. Okay. And I think because he's so strong in the chest right here, it didn't, you know, it wasn't close enough to his heart to take him come out. Mm-hmm. So he already knew he was going to repair himself somehow, some way.
I was thinking it was because he had a lot going on. He was already talking to everybody else in his head. So he wasn't even paying attention to Jeff.
Yeah, he had a lot going on. A lot.
Yeah, it was with the whole LaWanda and Will arguing the whole time. And when they broke out into that fight, I said, oh my BL. I already had to throw out an oh my BL moment because I just couldn't take it. You mean to tell me that y'all gonna come up in here? Hold on, first of all, no. Lala, you gonna come up in here and you gonna try to get some QTNA out this man. First you shoot him, and then now you got the voices in your head arguing and fighting. This was just a whole lot of drama. It was so dramatic. I couldn't take it.
I'm interested to see how the new guy plays, like, what's his role? Because we don't know his personality. The guy that he...
Oh, Earl. The guy that put him... No, Earl? Oh, yeah. Oh.
Because we don't know anything about Earl.
We don't know nothing about Earl.
Not at all, except for the fact... Well, we know his past and everything, that he was a good student and everything, but we don't know as far as him being in the 100.
Life. As far as we know, Earl and Lala, they were like this. Mm-hmm. And for those of you who are listening via podcast, I have my fingers crossed. So they were like two peas in a pod.
Yeah.
And they, you know, Lala loved him, Earl loved him, but, you know, Lala had to stand up to Tobias and show him that he was, I guess, worthy. What did he use? So he said he didn't want to be poor anymore. And then he said that he wanted to show Tobias that he was serious and he could send a message. So he had to take him out. And granted, taking him out wasn't the best thing for him because obviously it tied into his pain.
Mm-hmm.
So that was just too much. But I believe because they were like two peas in a pod, him revealing that pain to him. And yeah. I believe Earl is going to come back as somebody that is like a sense of consciousness.
I hope so.
I think it's just going to be another headache.
Really?
Yes. And I've like what you were saying out there, Portia, like, honestly, I feel so bad because he really killed a lot of people. So that's going to be a lot of pain.
Oh, my God. First of all, I just looked at the chat. Shout out to everybody that's in the chat. Jazzy Jones, Alan Walker, Spirit Hero 2, JT Jordan, Margaret Lewis. Who else is in the chat? Daryl Phil, I feel. So I just took a peek at the chat. And Jazzy Jones literally said, every time Lala talked to the dead people he killed, I keep thinking of the Sixth Sense. I see dead people. That just took me out. I shouldn't have read that comment because it threw me off a little bit. But
I was thinking of Get Jazzy, Out. when he ran into him. That was just, if y'all didn't see Get Out, y'all would know. He ran directly to him.
Every single moment of their whole conversation, their whole interacting, had like, it just about made me pass out. I could not believe it. It was just a shocker. Because it's like as soon as Jeff shows him the picture of Earl, all of his memory comes back. And then lo and behold, you shooting somebody because you think he set him up for the kill. But you the one killed him.
Dang.
But how do y'all feel about Jeff playing a part in it? Do you guys think that him telling Earl to go to the police and write out the 100 was the best move? And do you think he should be faulted for what he did?
I mean, yeah, Jeff has been making a lot of mistakes as far as going to the police. I mean, think about Khalil. He got killed because he turned himself in.
Oh.
Like, Jeff, you didn't learn your lesson before? You don't know that the cops are crooked? Come on.
Wow.
Yeah. No, Jeff, I think, you know, ideally the police are supposed to make the situation better, but unfortunately in this community and in many communities, they don't.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like a lose-lose situation, to be honest. Like, you want to help somebody get out and be safe, but mm-hmm. you also, the person who's supposed to save them is getting them in trouble. So I think it was a lose-lose situation.
Yeah, so everybody's losing, but apparently Lala has clicked something in his head and he is ready to take Tobias out.
That's three people now that want Tobias dead. Black Lightning, the police, and Lala.
Jen.
And Jen.
Khalil,
yes.
Before he died.
Really want him out.
Khalil, before he died, he wanted Tobias dead. Yeah. So we got a good handful of people who want Tobias dead.
Yep.
I want Tobias dead.
Let's raise our hands. If you want Tobias Tobias Dead in the chat. Let us know you want Tobias Dead. Yeah, just raise your hand in the chat. Look, we gonna see you. Say you want him dead, because obviously we want him dead. But before we get into anything else, we got something we want y'all to know, because we don't want y'all dead, okay?
Yes, you guys. We just want to thank you guys for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. Don't forget to subscribe to our channel and give us a 5-star on iTunes. And you know we love your comments. Like, I'm loving the comments that are up in here now. So keep them bringing them in, you guys.
Yes, guys, because we really appreciate y'all. We appreciate y'all tuning in all the time. We appreciate your comments. We appreciate the likes, the sharing, the subscribing, everything. It just helps our family grow. It helps us grow. And you guys get to watch us grow. And you guys probably growing too, because we all love these shows. And it's amazing. Yes. So next on the list, we got Jen. And we just... having a moment, because everybody wants to see Jen in the suit. Everybody's like, give her a suit, give her a suit, give her a suit. And you know, we've seen pictures of Jen in her suit, but her suit was black. But when we get this little makeup and the material and everything, we see that it's, you know, kind of silver looking. Mm-hmm. But there are some issues. How did y'all feel about...
She moonwalked herself right into it.
I mean, I was kind of rushing like her, but after that explosive, I was kind of like, oh, maybe not.
I'm kind of glad it happened, because I feel like the last episode we talked about how she was the one who was like, kind of took after Anissa, just being really rambunctious. I'm glad it reeled her in before it was too late. When she spoke to her mom, she's like, you know, the suit is coming along. Yeah. It's important to refine it. So I'm glad it happened, honestly.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's teaching her patience, of course. It's teaching her how to control her desires, because she was anxious to take a picture with it. She was anxious to get it done. She was even anxious with the pictures that she showed him, because she was just suggesting everything. Like, you gonna do this, you gonna do that. And so it's teaching her that she has to relax and trust the people who has her best interest at heart to get the job done.
And that it's not all about style.
Yeah.
I feel bad, though, because Lynn was calling her daughter out. She called her her fast daughter.
Ooh. And you know when somebody call you fast, they mean it, okay?
Like, dang, Mom.
They mean it. So not only was Gamby making Jen a suit, but he was also working with Henderson. So they're trying to find out who Todd is and how he is connected to Tobias. At first, they don't really know Todd's name. But then, lo and behold, they find out it's Todd Green. And before anything could happen, we get some bad news. Now, Lanisha was out there saying, because when we seen Todd's face on the screen, she was like, I knew Todd wasn't dead. I know he's not dead. This is another Lala situation. Todd is not dead. So how did you feel when Henderson's co-worker brought him the news?
Listen, we just saw glasses. We did not see Todd. And if Lala can resurrect, why can't Todd?
You're right. What you think, Zarin?
I don't think Tobias has much of a reason to resurrect Todd, just how they said why they killed him. Like, you did what we needed you to do. Goodbye now. Like, I don't see.
So you're very straight to the point and harsh.
Yeah, I don't see why.
You don't get a comeback?
She said, we washed our hands with you. We don't need you anymore.
Yeah, I mean, that's what Cutter? That's what Cutter said. She said, you did what we needed you to do. No, thank you. We're done here.
Just cold. Cold-blooded killer out of there. So I think Todd is a goner, too. I think he's definitely out of there. We obviously don't need him for nothing else, okay? He's a goner. But let's talk about who's not a goner. We are really feeling for Anissa in this moment in our lives, because she's crying, she's sad, she missed her boo thing. And then, you know, Jen, you know, really walks up on her. She has this heart-to-heart moment, and she lets her know, like, no, you go out there, you find grace, because you're lucky to still have hope, because I don't have hope anymore. My hope is all gone. Khalil is dead.
I know.
I felt like, more bad for Jen than Anissa, because Jen lost her love of her life.
Yeah. She lost her possible baby daddy.
for real, though.
What do you guys think that dead horse was?
I I don't know. Okay, so Anissa goes looking for Grace, and she just so happens to find Grace, but Grace is in a form of a man. So Grace is doing this little shape-shifting type of thing, and she's shape-shifting, and she has like electrical powers, and maybe she eats horse. Ooh. Maybe.
But okay, so when Thunder and the guy were fighting, when Anissa and the guy were fighting, I don't know if you guys remember when the couch flipped over, you could kind of hear Grace shift into something, and then by the time the couch came off, she was back the man. Like, I could
hear... He was a monster.
I could hear him shift again, so...
Because every time Anissa came to the door, so when she went looking for her the first time, when she was just Anissa and not Thunder, when she came to the door, we hear, like, this dragon sound, like, growling in the background, like, a growl pass by the door. And then it turns into a man's voice. And then it opens the door. I'm talking about it. Grace.
Grace might be a it. Grace is not she, that he. She might be an it.
I think Grace is an it, for sure. Absolutely.
Okay, so they're in the chat giving some things about... So, Grace has shift-shifting power. Renasha, I believe that's how you pronounce it. I'm not really sure, but says that it was a cheater. That it was a cheetah. That it was, a, I guess, a cheetah growl. I'm not really sure. But remember when the spots show up on her hand? It does look very cheetah-ish. So that might be the cheetah growl. Yeah. And then she also said that Grace could have eaten any other animal, but she chose a horse.
And the guts were
Nate Milton also said that it's a cheetah, wolf, or some type of cat. Yeah, so I'm talking about dragon.
See how far off
I know for the growl. I'm like,
so Grace in the comics is the Amazonian, and I honestly don't even know what that's supposed to look like in human terms. Like, you know, if it looks like a cheetah, but her body.
That's what I'm thinking of.
Like an avatar?
Well, when her body changes, it has the spots.
Because
even when she was talking to Anissa that time, and you saw her tattoos go into like a spotty look.
Yeah.
So it might be a cheetah thing. Hold on. They talking about poor Grace out here eating horses. Okay. So yeah, we got this little situation going on where I feel like every time Anissa realizes somebody else's powers, it's because she has to fight them. Like when she found out her dad had powers, it's because she had to fight him. And I'm just
she
like,
always fights the love.
She always ends up fighting, you know, somebody who is very valuable to her life. Well, what did y'all think about this fight scene between her and man Grace?
She has met her challenge. And I'm talking about Anissa. Like, she's finally have met her challenge, for real. I really thought that it was gonna... I thought it was gonna reveal that it was Grace, though. Because she couldn't have that many much control. So I thought she was gonna... Sometime I thought it was gonna appear.
I thought it was gonna happen when the couch flipped on her. I thought when she picked up the couch, because she had some type of inkling to, let me see what this is, you know? Right. But when she picked up the couch, it just disappeared. It, again, I'm using it.
I hope in true Anissa fashion that she will go back and get the evidence and come back to Gambi and put some more clues together. That's who she's proven to be so far. So I'm looking forward to the next episode to see what... I know that she'll go back to like look at, because it didn't make any sense. Like, there was... I have so many questions. Like, what happened? Like, what is this?
It's like, I have a lot of questions too. I'm really hoping that Anissa and Grace can have some type of sit down where they talk about what they both got going on.
But it seems like she kind of has like an alter ego too, because it's like she can't control herself whenever she turns into something something else. It's like she can't control her animal instincts.
I like I like what you did there.
So what is it with love then? Like, what do you think? Because she started shifting when Anissa started telling her how she felt about her. So what do you think, like, love triggered?
You know how, like, people say that love makes you do crazy things, or sometimes... No, seriously. Or sometimes, like, somebody lights your fire like in arousal. Such a way where, yeah. And I keep saying this, but I believe Anissa is what lights her fire. Anissa is like that love and emotion that she feels for her is what activates her power. Just like how Jen, once her power started being activated, it was because of compassion. Everything compassionate happened, like with her friend almost falling. That's how her powers were activated. When her dad died or fake died, she resurrected him with her powers. Like, a lot happened with, you know, her acting on her compassion. So I believe that's what the love does for Grace.
And with Grace being an orphan, I can see why she wouldn't know how to control it, because she never
had love. Well, I don't, you know, real love.
Right. Mm. So it's like overwhelming, I'm sure, like to get this feeling and then all of a sudden, like, your body's changing because you never felt it before. That makes sense.
Yeah, and Anissa has real love for her. Mm-hmm. Like, real love. But speaking of real love, we know who ain't got no love. Mr. Odell. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. If I could just pick my foot up and kick him in his face, I would. Because he's outrageous. Yeah. He is doing the most. First of all, he takes Wendy and he compares her to a dog.
That part.
And a machine.
He compares her to a dog and a machine weapon. And he says that animals cannot be coddled. Because he feel like Lynn is coddling her. How did y'all feel about his whole little speech that he gave about trying to chain her into a war weapon for the government?
I thought Tobias was the only one I wanted dead. Agent Odell, no, he's the first one I was hoping that Wendy, when she was just looking at him, I was hoping something would happen and she would just attack him straight onto the face. I was pissed.
Yeah. When he was turning up the fire on the machines and Wendy was going crazy, he done locked Lynn out so she can't get to Wendy. I wanted Wendy to blow that mug up. Mm-hmm. I wanted her to look at that glass, shatter it with her wind power, and take him out. I just wanted her to do something other than sit there and be tortured.
And you know, I thought he was an ally after he saved Lynn last episode, but then I realized Lynn is of value to him because he actually wants to have the superhuman. So, yeah, he's no longer nowhere near an ally, but why would he shoot the people who were helping him in the room, the four people who were spying on the family?
So he's spying on the family. What happened was when he saw, you know, that the family was having conversations, and granted, they didn't really talk about much, but Odell just knows because he's just nosy like that. So I believe that he has insight to, you know, what was going on, because literally when Jen had her little spiel about, you know, mama had to put up with something that was different, she literally said, you know, you're perfectly normal, but dad is like us, you know? Mm-hmm. And obviously, he gonna put two and two together, you know, the like us is not, y'all not normal. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But when he asked the people who were watching, he said, are y'all the only ones in the room who know about them? And I believe he killed them so that that secret could stay there, because if he's the only person who knows and these people are dead, then he's more in control of their lives now. And he's more in control of power. He has no idea. First of all, he's plotting and planning something. You can see it in his mind. Yeah. At any given moment, these people that's in the room could leave out of there, go tell somebody else, and the news is all over town and his plan is shattered.
So then I have a question about that. Do you think that he was the one that tried to kill Gambi? Because Gambi knew.
No.
You don't think so?
No, not Gambi. So. He ain't thinking about Gambi.
Yeah.
Really?
I don't think he's thinking about Gambi.
Now that you say that, I think he has a similar plan to as Tobias, to like sell them on the black market or use them for.
No, definitely. Because that whole, it just made me cringe just thinking about it. That whole little speech that he gave Lynn when he told her that she could take down somebody for her government. I'm like, what? Like, she's here to serve her community? I said, excuse me? She ain't did nothing but have some type of super ability, but she is a regular person. She's human. She has feelings. You don't want nobody treating you like an animal, training you up to machines and powering you up like you just ready for the kill, like a machine gun.
He revealed his whole plan right there.
That was a lot.
When they blocked Lynn out, I was like struggling with her. I was just like, let her in.
But even if Lynn was to go in there, I don't think there was nothing she could have done. I don't think that, you know, she would have got close enough to Wendy with the windstorm going on.
Yeah. But
because Wendy's win is powerful. Like if y'all seen last season when she started blowing up the block, mm-hmm. everybody and their mama was scattering on that win. Like it wasn't no comeback from that.
I just want Asian Odell to go.
Yeah.
Because imagine what he's going to all those other kids.
It's just really, he's got going on with Tobias going on. Mm-hmm. And they both have the same agenda, but because Odell is ASA, he's using it for the full government. Tobias trying to make money off of them. He's trying to sell them. Mm-hmm. He trying to sell them. But we didn't see much of Tobias today. We didn't see him at all.
I was like, we did not see him.
Did y'all miss him? Did y'all miss Tobias on this episode?
A little. I was kind of hoping just to see what he's up to. Maybe he's busy.
I'm ready to see Cutter turn on him.
You think she will?
We talked because he doesn't respect women. So I think she's going to be over it.
But they got a thing. They be all touchy-feely and kissy-huggy.
Yeah, but I think once you disrespect somebody, that's out the window.
I mean, he disrespected her from the jump, and she was still.
I think she's gonna want some of that power and recognition, and I don't think he's gonna give it to her.
Yeah, well, you know what? Even if he don't, something great is gonna happen with them too. Something great is gonna happen with them, their relationship, and we obviously see that the writers don't like love stories. So when that something great happens in their relationship, it's gonna blow up the whole thing. It's gonna blow up the whole thing. That's what I think. So, guys, before we get into Gamdar, let's hit our OMBL moment. So, if you guys do not know, yes, thanks for the thunder. If you guys do not know, OMBL is just like when you say OMG. So, it is our moment that had us so shocked that we had to say OMBL. What was that moment for you tonight? And if you're in the chat, make sure y'all dropping those there.
I mean, I had a lot of OMBL moments.
This episode was an OMBL
moment. I was going to say this whole episode.
The whole show. Yeah, OMBL.
I saw the animal, the intestines. What about that? That whole fight? Him, Lala actually coming back? Why? Like, that just already started. I was just like, wait, what?
Literally, they're in the chat. Spirit Hero said, it's too much. I can't think of just one. That is exactly how I feel. That's like, as soon as the show opened and I seen Lala, I said, oh, my BL. When he shot Jeff, I said, oh, my BL. When I found out it was him that killed Earl, I said, yeah. Oh, my BL.
That's when I had a pause and I was like, wait, what? This whole time you were interrogating him and you was the one that killed him.
Oh my, like, I just could not take it. Another OMB, look, since we just naming them all out there, another OMBL was literally when male Grace turned into real Grace. I said, oh my BL! What is this? What is this?
Mine was just those cameras in the house. Like, that's another level. Like, yeah. We don't have any insight on, like, what he's looking for. Nothing. So I'm like,
they ended it on a OMBL.
Yeah. So in the chat, Spirit Hero says it's too much. Renasha says, oh, my BL was saying, Lala, come back to life. Daryl Ifill said that, that wasn't an OMBL. Sorry, guys. Nate Milton said his OMBL was seeing Eddie King Jr. from the Five Heartbeats resurrect Lala. Shout out to Eddie King Jr.
I can't take
somebody that. Else said their OMBL moment was when Jeff removed the bullet. Yeah.
There was a
They're literally in the chat basically saying that this show was so surprising.
This whole
We had a lot of OMBL moments, okay? It was just a lot. It was too much to digest. Like, we were sitting there, we kept pausing it like, hold on, I need a breather.
You know, one of my OMBL moments, the whole, like, throughout both the seasons, they drink a lot of wine. At the end, Jeff grabbed the hard alcohol. I was like, oh my gosh, this is serious. He's stressed out.
Lala was literally
I need to take a sip on that one.
He, like, grabbed his own personal hard alcohol.
That whole conversation was an OMB.
Man, Art Love said the same thing. The whole episode was oh my BL. Like, it was just a lot, y'all. It was a lot. Like, my heart was palpitating out of my chest. Like, I could feel it. Mm-hmm. I was literally sitting there trying not to have a panic attack. That's how steep tonight's episode was.
It was very steep.
What about y'all? How did y'all, like, what were y'all emotions? Can y'all just describe just a little bit of something? So I mean, can see that I'm not alone.
No, I told you, I had to pause it, literally, and go, wait, what? For me, I had a rewind moment. Like, yeah. I had to, like, replay it in my head because I was just like, wait, what just happened?
I think I'm still digesting. Like, I'm still sitting here like, okay.
It's so much.
A lot happened. It was almost like another season one. Like, you know, like, episode mm-hmm. one is just like, what's next? Where do we go from here? And I feel like the preview to the next episode, I'm still really confused. Like, I don't know what to think.
I don't know what to think either, but we are about to get into our Gamdar segment. Y'all like that music, don't y'all? Okay, so Gamdar is Gambi Radar, because last season I was literally on the hunt for everything Gambi was doing because he pissed me off a lot. He literally was keeping stuff from them. He was had his little secrets going on. So this season we created the Gamdar segment so I could let y'all know what he in on. Today was so much that my brain was clouded that I couldn't even think about Gambi, okay? Yeah. I need to hold y'all up. But if I can give y'all one thing. So Gambi said that he is able to take the radioactive residue from whatever was moved in the clinic and track it down. I believe that he is going to actually track it down to Tobias, see what Tobias is doing, and not tell Jeff about it. I think he's going to keep it a secret, and some kind of way is going to help Tobias out of whatever he gets himself in, because I think Tobias is not going to be able to handle all of these mass murderer killers with powers that he unleashed out of the box. Absolutely. And Gambi is some way gonna try to, you know, help that situation just a little bit. Not help him in the sense of, like, working with him to create this, you know, villain army. But he's definitely going to protect Tobias in some way. That's just my prediction for Gamdar, okay, y'all? Y'all ain't got to take my word on that.
I'm just trying to think of why would he want to do that? Why would he want to protect him?
Because it's a lot. He was deep in the ASA before he got pulled out. That's why he gets, like, a free pass. Like, people that get out of the ASA, they dead. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, he had a free pass. They get to let him be a tailor. Obviously, they wanted him dead because they tried to kill him first thing in this season. So, some kind of way, he's going to make sure that everybody's good. And because he knows these people, because he knows these, you know, cold-blooded killers and had his hand in some type of whatever they had going on when they created them, he's going to know how to, I guess, restrain their powers.
I feel like Gambi won't be able to keep it away from Jeff for so long because he's working with Henderson, and Henderson, I feel like, will share.
Facts.
So,
you're right.
I don't know what Gambi's up to for Gamdar this week.
Yeah.
For me, it was just
that was soup. Just the best I could come up with. Yeah. That was just the best I could come up with, because he literally said that he would track him down. And I'm like, what are he going to do when he track him down? Let me try to figure that out. So when it happened, I could say I was right.
But I do agree.
But I'm probably wrong.
He's going to hold out as long as he can. I agree with you there. He's going to hold out as long as he can because he wants to save Jeff more than anything.
Yeah,
hopefully.
He wants to save the family. Now, hopefully, Gambi is one of these people that wants to buy his dead, like the rest of the clan.
Everyone on the same page.
Everyone is on the same page. Okay, guys, so before we get into our predictions, I did want to mention some things. So when the guy was recreating Lala, he gave him a lot of phrases, and I wrote them all down. First, he said, your past will give birth to you time and time again until you untie the knot of your pain. Then he said, after you get knowledge, then comes redemption. Mm-hmm. And then he said, you will know peace after you get that redemption. And you will know after you untie the knot your pain has tied. It was like a whole puzzle of just throw out. What do y'all think the pain is that he's talking about? Because I was all the way confused. Lala tried to piece it together at the end when he told them, I believe my pain is killing Tobias and undoing that or whatever. But what y'all think he meant by that? I was so confused.
I think Tobias has a hold on to Lala because he's so angry. So I think the doctor was saying, as soon as you can let go of this anger, but first you need to figure out what's making you so angry. So I feel like now we're watching Lala undig what is making him so angry, and then at that point he'll be have redemption and then peace, and then whatever Tobias is doing to him, he'll be able to live with himself because he'll be free from the things that are bothering him, which is that he killed somebody and that he has these people now living in his body. That's what I get from it.
I like
did
that.
Did that make sense?
No, it made sense. Yeah, it made perfect sense. I'm still trying to register it in my brain. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry if I'm a little lax. Because I was thinking, you know, that the pain was the loss of his friend. Granted, we don't know if Earl was his first kill, but we know that that was a kill which definitely hurt him so bad to the point where the guy told him that it's tied into Earl and it's tied into Jefferson Pierce. So you need to go figure out what happened with all of that. And I'm thinking that because Earl, we don't know if it was his first kill, but we know it was a very important kill. Because he did that kill in order to please Tobias, his pain was in the approval of trying to please Tobias. That's what I think.
I think it's just like real life trauma. Like when you go to therapy and you undig what triggered you and then you talk about it and you figure out how to deal with it and it doesn't trigger you anymore and you become a better you. So I feel like that's what we're seeing Lala go through.
I'm getting like biblical here because since we are all like resurrection and all that stuff.
Uh-huh, let's do it.
Maybe it's asking for forgiveness for those he have killed, to those he has harmed and killed.
Forgiveness. That is a word right there. Let me tell you. You know what?
But we're not going to go there. Forgiving yourself, right?
And forgiving yourself. Oh, that's there you go. Because of anger. Oh.
Because sometimes you can say that you forgive all of these people, but what happens in the forgiveness is you forget that you forgave, and then you're replaying that hurt, and now you're in pain all over again. But he needs to forgive himself, and then remember that he forgave everybody else that hurt him. I'm with you on that.
Mm-hmm.
That was
we
good.
We had to all tie it together. I was just like, I was just like,
Forgiveness. One word. Let's forgive, okay? All right, y'all. Let's get into these predictions for the next episode. What y'all think gonna happen?
Ooh, there's so much. Okay. Let's see. Predictions. Ooh, I like that.
I think Anissa is gonna see Grace.
Okay.
That one. All right. I better see the suit next episode. That's one.
The suit?
Mm-hmm. Let's see. And I still think that I think Agent Odell was behind Gambies. I still think that.
Okay. My prediction is definitely that Anissa is going to find out that Grace is this thing. I definitely agree with Zuri that she's going to find out that Grace is this thing. And Jen, once she gets her suit, is going to go after Tobias all by her lonesome. Because she own that. All right.
She really is.
Well, guys, that's our show. Why don't you ladies tell them where they can find you?
I'm Zuri Shalice. You can find me at Zuri Shalice. That's Z-U-R-I-C-H-E-L-L-E-C-E.
Yes.
I'm Lanisha Fisher, and you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lanisha spelled L-A-N-I-S-H-A 914.
And I'm Portia Carter. You can find me on all social media at Portia Carter. Thank y'all so much for watching. We out.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.